Donald Trump is turning 80 and is on track to be the oldest US president to hold office. He'll overtake his predecessor Joe Biden in August 2028, 5 months before he'll finish his second term. In recent years, the term gerontocracy has sometimes been used to describe the United States. It refers to political systems where those in power are typically older than the rest of the population. So, is this the case? The median age of federal politicians in America is roughly 59 years old, compared to the rest of America at around 39 years old. By comparison to Australia, the average politician is 52. This all came into sharp focus, particularly during the 2024 election, when Joe Biden, aged 82, was running against Donald Trump, aged 78. Biden in particular appeared slower both physically and mentally, pulling out of the race shortly after a train wreck debate. But with Biden mostly out of the public eye, the attention is now on Donald Trump. A Reuters Ipsos poll in February showed 61% of Americans believed he was turning erratic with age, and news cameras have even caught the president appearing to fall asleep during meetings. And that's a criticism he's used against others in the past, disparaging his predecessor as Sleepy Joe Biden. That same Ipsos poll showed 79% of Americans believed politicians in the States are too old. This has been a live discussion over the last 10 years, with several lawmakers actually dying in office in their 80s and 90s. David Scott died this year aged 80 from natural causes, Bill Pascrell died in 2024 at age 87, and Dianne Feinstein, who'd been in the Senate for 3 decades, died at age 90 in 2023. So how did it get to this? The US system favours incumbent politicians, with states often redrawing their congressional districts to favour one party over the other. So at election time, there may only be a few dozen battleground seats and not many changing hands. And often, the highest profile or most prominent leaders in America's two major parties are its oldest members. But the newest Congress could represent the start of a downward trend in age for both its Senate and House of Representatives. The average age of both houses has fallen by about a year in its most recent elections. But it remains to be seen if that trend will continue when the midterm elections are held in November.